To help us survive spiritually in today's world, we need to understand how God speaks to us, as well as bring to light how the adversary speaks to us. The more we recognize the way both of these influences show up in our lives, the easier it is to discern and not be fooled. After publishing my book, Not Today, Satan, I felt like there was more to do to help my friends recognize Satan in their own lives. So here's a podcast, Not This Week, Satan, where we explore weekly ideas, experiences, and scriptures to be more aware of the adversary's influence, to help you gain greater desire, confidence, and strength to turn away from the adversary and towards Jesus. I love going for walks. Out in nature, on paved or dirt trails, in the sun, in the rain, in the wind, in the snow, it doesn't matter the circumstances, I'm down for going for a walk. I chose to go to college in some small towns that didn't have much to do, so we went for a lot of walks. Some of my best talks with friends have been on walks, and some of my favorite dates with my husband have included walking. When my oldest kid liked riding in a stroller, walks brought me sanity. When my family is feeling grumpy, we go for a walk. And it usually doesn't fix the grumpy problem, but I still like it. Walks alone, walks with people I love, occasionally walks with semi-strangers, it's all so good. Walks, you guys. I feel like the corn kid talking about going for walks, because for me, I really like walks.
I can't imagine a more beautiful thing. It's corn!
So, now that you know my love for walks, you won't be surprised to hear that I love the terms in the scriptures to walk with God or a godly walk or walking in light. And I also love the contrasting phrases about walking in darkness. I don't love walking in darkness, that's for sure. But I love knowing that it exists, knowing that we are either walking in light or we are walking in darkness. I like to think of our lives here on earth as our spiritual walks. Our daily living and daily choices make up our walk. When you set out to go for a physical walk, you don't take one step and then say, "Wow, that was a good walk." You have to keep moving. You have to take step after step after step. And if your goal is a destination or a distance or a length of time, you trust that with each step, you are progressing forward to that end goal. It's the same for our spiritual walks. You have to repeatedly put one foot in front of the other by taking intentional steps to continue walking in light. There are some basic steps for everyone, prayer, scripture, etc., but the rest of the steps are personal and something you get to figure out for yourself. There's a scripture in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, that gives some imagery to our spiritual walks and the difference between walking with God and walking with the adversary. It says, starting in 18, "But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. They know not at what they stumble." When we walk with God, it's light. We can see where we're going and the path we're on. We can see when there is something we need to step over or around. We have not only direction, but ongoing direction. When we walk with Satan, it's darkness. We can't see the path we're on, and we're tripping over things, and we don't even know what we're tripping on, and we can feel lost and alone and forgotten. I want to share with you some of my experience of what it's felt like for me to walk with Jesus compared to walking with the adversary, but first some physical walking stories. I know there are a few of you that listen to this podcast that went to Snow College with me, so you'll recognize the people in these stories. I'm so sorry for the rest of you that you won't be able to fully comprehend the story because you don't know them personally, but I'll do my best to get the point across. So while I was at Snow, like I said earlier, walks were a popular thing because there really wasn't much else to do. And as I was preparing for this episode, I was reminded of two walks I went on at Snow that were in the same week. First, a walk with David. David was a seemingly nice person. He was from Slovakia and played on the basketball team. He also thought that every girl was in love with him. I was not in love with David, but I did agree to go for a walk with him one evening. On our walk, he talked about how great he was. He said weirdly inappropriate things. He didn't listen when I spoke, and he thought that I wanted to hold his hand while we walked, even after I made it clear that I did not. It was overall very uncomfortable. The walk ended with him asking me for a ride to Walmart because he didn't have a car, and also for some money to help with his groceries. I left that walk feeling gross and weighed down. Fast forward a few days to walking with Kylie. If you don't know her but you've read my book, you may remember a little bit about her. She is one of the best people I know. Our walk around campus consisted of lighthearted chit-chat, talking about math being dumb, expressing frustrations, and at the same time gratitude. There was a mutual feeling of enjoying each other's presence, and I left feeling uplifted, grateful, and light. The reason I'm telling you about those experiences is because it's a little more tangible than with spiritual walks, but it works very similarly. You can recognize who you are walking with by the way that you feel. I want to be very careful with what I say here, though, because it's different for each individual and can even change as we grow. It's personal. We can be close to the Lord and doing everything He asks of us and still feel the heaviness of being human. I've talked about that before. It's okay to be hurting. That doesn't necessarily mean you're letting Satan into your life or walking with him. And I'm not saying that feeling good equals walking with God and feeling bad equals walking with Satan. For me, I can feel heavy and sad and burned out, but no, I'm still walking with God. And on the opposite end, I have felt, air quotes, happy and had fun when I was walking with the adversary. This is where your own personal revelation, your own learning of yourself comes into play. And I can only speak for myself here, but from what I've learned for me, I won't get one answer to this question and be done. It's an ongoing, situational, personal matter that will come line upon line as I continue to seek those answers in each new experience. Here's another story for you. In 2010, I was preparing to go on a mission. Some of you already know a little bit about this story. I received a mission call in June and entered the MTC in October. In those 4 months, I was walking with God every single day. I was immersed and in love with the gospel of Christ. I worked in the evenings, so since I had the time, I spent my entire days in classes at the Institute. Scriptures and prayer were a priority. I took those daily steps to walk with God, and it just felt good. When I got to the MTC, I was still walking with God. I was still trying to take those steps. I was still immersed in goodness, but I also experienced some pretty severe anxiety and was home and released from that mission a week later. Over the next couple of months, I was walking with the adversary. Although I was still trying to walk with God, still trying to live in a way daily that kept me with Him, I allowed embarrassment and unnecessary guilt and shame to change my course. Physically, I was doing all the routine things that would be considered a godly walk, but in my heart and in my mind, it was just that, routine. I was full of self-pity, self-loathing, negativity, and I was very easily offended. It was an attitude, a mental state, and a mindset that changed who I was walking with, and I was miserable. When I realized what was going on, I decided to do the work and make the shifts to change back. I worked on my attitude in general, as well as making my daily walk with God a chance to build relationship with Him rather than a routine to get through. I needed these adjustments to get back to walking in the light of my Savior rather than Satan's darkness. The difference didn't really make anything in life that was hurting easier, but it made everything feel possible. It made healing feel possible. It brought me hope. It brought joy. I felt loved by heaven, and it unlocked in me the ability to feel the Spirit more often and more intensely. Bringing the awareness to who I was walking with changed everything for me. And as I have to keep learning that same lesson over and over, it continues to bring blessings of peace into my life and continues to change my heart in the best of ways. As you bring awareness to who you are walking with, it will change everything for you too. When you realize the difference of what it feels like to walk with Satan versus walking with God, your choice of who you want to be with will be easy. Sometimes it might be easier to discern who you're walking with than others. When it's more difficult, this is where your relationship with your Heavenly Father becomes key. Ask Him to help you learn the difference between your walks with Him and your walks with the adversary. If you're confused, ask Him to help you see clearly. Ask Him, and He will show you.
And when I try to rebuttal, everything changed. I love cones.